This is the Breathe Meditation for the week. The title, Make Christmas Better. I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 2:20. This verse speaks truth while the voices in my head scream lies. They call me out as an orphan, unloved and unwanted, using phrases like, God, your parents, friends, and lovers who pseudo love you, they love you so long as your behavior is good. But when you mess up, they're out of here, leaving you orphaned and alone. The truth is, the Father, Son, and Spirit of God are in me. In the Old Testament, when Moses asked God how to respond when someone asked who sent him, God said, Tell them, I am sent you. God is the great I am. I am in you is what God is telling you and me, many of us who struggle with being abandoned. Silence the lies. I know you know this, and for a long time I knew this in my head, but my heart listened to the lies. So how do you silence the lies? You silence the lies by remembering what is true. A simple meditation. Years ago, God led me to a huge breakthrough, a breakthrough that can make your Christmas better than ever. The breakthrough came as I memorized and repeated, I am in you, while driving, standing in line, especially when I got to feeling afraid or overwhelmed with all the holiday chaos. I am in you. This is true. God, the God of the universe, actually has taken up residence in you. This happened the moment you invited him in to be the leader of your life, the savior of the soul, the redeemer of your past, and the hope of your future. So here it is, a simple meditation. I am on the inhale, in you on the exhale. Repeat this 20 times, 3 times a day or more. Seriously, practicing this simple breathing meditation will turn the volume down on the lies, calm your soul, and increase your joy this Christmas season. And so the prayer for the week. Father, let not the angst of long lines, the crowds, large family gatherings, the regrets of Christmas past, the expectations of others, or the voices that drive me to try and make everything work out well. Let not these deceive me into thinking I stand alone to fix, solve, or please people. The truth is, you, God, my Creator and Redeemer, are in me, and I am forever not alone.